This week on Minnesota Native News, the state DNR wants Leech Lake band members for an advisory committee. Sandpiper Pipeline public hearings are just around the corner. Native teens explore identity through photography and more.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.
This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources is looking for Leech Lake band members to join a group working on a management plan for Leech Lake. It will include regulations on walleye stocking and fish limits, cormorant control, and set priorities for habitat preservation. Doug Schultz is an area fisheries supervisor with the Minnesota DNR. He says in the past, the agency only looked at preserving shoreline habitat, but now state legacy dollars are funding the DNR to work further upstream.
Really good example would be the Necktie River. The things that happen all the way high up near the headwaters up in Beltrami County there, that eventually flows all the way down into Leech Lake. So on the map, it's quite a ways away, but in reality, it's very influential in terms of the impacts it could cause in Leech Lake.
The current plan expires in 2015, so the advisory group will be working on a new plan that'll last until 2020. There are 7 seats open on the group of 15. The deadline to apply is December 31st. For those who want to speak their mind about the proposed Sandpiper oil pipeline, public hearings are being held around the state the week of January 5th. Reporter Melissa Townsend has more.
The Enbridge Company has proposed the Sandpiper line to transport Bakken oil through northern Minnesota, from Tioga, North Dakota, to Superior, Wisconsin. Many Native-led organizations have been fighting the proposal. 300 miles of pipe would run through 9 counties, including Aitkin, Carlton, Cass, Clearwater, Crow, Wing, Hubbard, Polk, Red Lake, and Wadena counties. The upcoming public hearings are hosted by the Minnesota Public Utilities Commission. Enbridge Energy Company officials will also be there. The hearings are intended to record people's comments about the costs, benefits, and impacts of the proposed pipeline. Hearings will be held in St. Paul on January 5th, Duluth on January 6th, Bemidji on January 7th, in Crookston on January 8th, and finally in St. Cloud on the 9th. Meetings start at 2 p.m. each day. Organizers say you should be there early if you want to speak. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
A 10-week exploration of identity, history, and the art of photography has just come to an end for a group of Native American teens in Minneapolis. The young adults have been working with 35mm film cameras to learn the technical elements of photography, which are all but invisible with cell phone cameras these days. And a subject of their work is an exploration of their own point of view on history and present-day culture. Missy Whiteman is a filmmaker and lead instructor with the program. She says the art they make is part of a healing process.
Sometimes the history that we may have as Native people can be very painful, especially if we're first learning about it. We could really point that anger towards non-Native people. So this project to me brings Native and non-Native artists working together to support Native youth, so that if there are, you know, emotional things that come up for young people, there's a lot of different people that can support them.
The teen photography program is called Mazinake Kizage, Ojibwe for to capture, to photograph. It's sponsored by the Minnesota Historical Society in partnership with the Minneapolis Photo Center. It's Christmas, and the folks at the Native American Community Dental Clinic in Minneapolis spent their monthly Kids' Day helping families celebrate. Leah Boomgarten is with the NACC Dental Center. She planned the family activities for the December 19th celebration.
We have ornaments and stockings, and Santa will be here, and we'll have cookies and hot chocolate and warm apple cider. And then we will be giving out gifts that were donated from NAC employees to the children that come and see Santa.
The NACC Dental Office hosts Kids Day once a month with special activities, snacks, and a lot of talk about how to take care of your teeth. The clinic also hosts family nights once a month where they have activities and serve dinner. Boomgarten says she hopes these events help make the dentists less scary for young Native children so they're comfortable and they keep coming back to stay healthy. This is Minnesota Native News. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at MN Native News.